Hi, everyone, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm Regina Hoshimi with Cisco's Analyst Relations team, and I'll be your host. Today, I'm here with Alex Haddon-Boyd, Director of Enterprise Marketing with Cisco's Collaboration Software Group, to discuss another innovative and exciting announcement from Cisco. Hi, Alex. Welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thanks, Regina. I'm really excited to talk about this announcement today with our listeners.
Awesome. So today Cisco announced it is extending its web conferencing and collaboration portfolio to the Apple iPhone to deliver a new mobile collaboration experience. Very cool. Tell us more about the news, Alex.
I'm happy to. You know, Regina, we've all been in situations where we couldn't really fully participate in a meeting because we were away from the office, we didn't have access to a computer, we had access to our cell phones, but from that mobile or cell phone, we only had access to the audio. So at best, we could hear what was going on and we could guess what was being presented, but we couldn't actually see that. Now with the Cisco meeting applications on the iPhone, users can really fully participate and collaborate in the online meetings, not just audibly, but also visually. We're extending this capability by extending Cisco SaaS and premise-based unified communications and collaborations applications to the Apple iPhone over both 3G and Wi-Fi. Specifically, with the Cisco WebEx Meeting Center application on the iPhone, users can join their WebEx meetings on their iPhone with either native 3G or Wi-Fi support for simultaneous data and audio. They can see what's being shared on the presentation. They can see who's in the meeting. They can see who's talking at any one point in time. And they can even have a chat session with the attendees, all using their iPhone. The solution also supports multiple audio configurations. So Cisco today offers choice of audio, including the SaaS-based audio from WebEx, the premises-based audio from Cisco Unified Meeting Place, or audio from our service provider partners. The new WebEx Meetings iPhone application is available for download this month from the Apple App Store.
Wow, thanks for sharing that information, Alex. So what do you think we can expect from future mobile application releases from Cisco?
Well, it's only going to get better. And a future version of the solution will include a number of new features. One is the ability for Cisco Unified Meeting Place users, those users who aren't using the WebEx Meeting Center web conferencing, to get enhanced audio information on their iPhone, things like a list of the participants and the names of the current speakers. Another, which I think is a really cool feature, is the enhanced ability to move an in-session WebEx Meeting Center web and audio session from the iPhone to the desk environment by easily transferring the audio to a unified IP phone and the web conference to a computer. So if I start a collaboration session while I'm on the train using 3G mobile network or while I'm walking around the Cisco campus using Wi-Fi, I can walk into my office and with a single flick of my wrist transfer the meeting to my office environment without missing a beat.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to those developments and more exciting announcements from Cisco. Alex, thanks so much. I really appreciate the time you spent with us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Great. That concludes our special announcement podcast today. Thanks to all our listeners for joining us. We look forward to sharing timely news and updates with you in the future.